Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You know the future, man, you know?
Hi, this is Sandra Cross, and you're listening to The Future Man on Ready Up Yourself podcast.
Play us some good, good, good reggae music. Some sweet, sweet, sweet reggae music.
Hello and welcome back to the Ready Up Yourself podcast with me, your host, The Future Man. And I am very pleased to tell you all that I got a legend and also reggae lovers rock royalty, the beautiful Miss Sandra Cross. Good evening. How
are
you doing?
Hi. Good evening. I'm fine. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. And I'm even more excited now that I got you on the program. I feel truly blessed this evening.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a real pleasure.
So let's get started. Please, let's start with Sandra Cross, and where are you from?
Well, I was born and raised in South London, a town called Brixton.
Yes.
And I did all my, well, most of my teenage life, I lived in Brixton. And then around the middle part of my life, I decided to move and to go to, I moved to Barbados.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was there for 16 years.
Wow! So, actually, I'm going to come and talk to you about Barbados in a minute, but what I'm going to do, we're going to talk about Brixton. What was it like, you know, as a child in Brixton? And how old were you when you left Brixton?
Well, as a child, it was just heaven. I suppose it's the same with everyone's, most of our childhood, you know, it's you know, obviously, it's a sweeter way of life, you know. We ain't got no stress, we ain't got no problems, you know. It's just it's something that we live, and then we kind of you know, it goes too quickly, you know, because it, you know, because life is just too sweet in those days, you know.
Yeah.
Growing up in Brixton was just, it was a learning experience. It was fun, you know, and that got my foothold into a lot of other things that took place into my life. For example, my career.
You know,
I got my foothold in when I was down in the South, you know, trying to work out whether I wanted to be an artist or not. And it was Brixton that made me decide, you know, the final decision, really.
Yes. How old were you at that point?
Well, growing up, as I said, from being born to maybe around, you know, even up to the age of 14, because at the age of 14 was when I started, when I actually started recording as an artist.
Oh, wow.
I got my first number one when I was 14.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. What was that track called?
It was called I Adore You.
Okay.
Yeah, me, myself and two other girls at school, we entered a talent contest.
Yes.
And we won the contest, and the prize was to actually record the song.
Yes.
And we did that, and it went to number one. It went to number one in the reggae charts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so all that was done around the age of 14. Like, quite an early age. And then from 14 upwards, it was just a case of figuring out, you know, I don't know, from a girl's point of view, or from my point of view, being a woman back in those days, everything was there for the taking, basically. You know, there was a lot of things going on, and we had to decide whether, you know, just to try and balance out life as a teenage growing up in the South, you know. And so 14, 15, 16, 17, I was still kind of doing, you know, the recording and still trying to figure out my career.
Yeah.
And then by the time I got to my mid-20s, that's when I decided that maybe I should do a little shift. Yes. You know, and that's when I decided that I'd got to go to Barbados.
So were you a bit of a celebrity then in school at this point? You know, because obviously you got a number one and stuff like that, so everybody know who you are. What was that like?
Well, after we had the number one, things just went, you know, it just went crazy, basically. And it was coming to school. All the teachers were, you know, really proud of me and all my friends and everyone. Yeah, it was a bit of a celebrity thing vibe going on after that, but definitely for real, you know.
Oh, wow. So did they try to get you to sing and stuff like that?
Oh, all the time. In the assemblies, they would always get me to actually sing the song. And, you know, they were all very proud of me, you know. But at the time, I didn't even realize how special it was. You know, I just took everything for granted, really.
So you were fast becoming like a major celebrity and the lovers rock scene in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like when you actually moved over to the Caribbean?
That was a big difference, a big change. It was almost, I was there for 16 years, but it felt like I didn't have the time to adapt to the culture, and I got a massive culture shock.
Yeah.
And I never recovered from it, basically, you know. Yeah, in terms of music, everything just changed for me. Everything kind of shifted.
Yeah.
So I kind of got used to their type of music and, you know, tried to get into the Bajan, the Barbadian way, musically and culturally, and, you know, and it was a big lesson for me.
Yeah.
A big lesson, yeah.
The music in Barbados, so did you try to change away from the lovers rock and try to do what they were doing out there? What was the main kind of genre of music they was doing there at that point?
Yeah, well, I tried to introduce lovers rock to them. I mean, the Caribbean loves lovers rock.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes it depends which island. Sometimes, you know, you have to try and adapt to what they love. And, for example, Barbados, they were more into, if it wasn't the calypso or what they call, there's another name for it, I'll tell you in a minute, but if they weren't into the calypso, it was more straight, direct dancehall from Jamaica. And
yeah,
there wasn't really any in-between.
Yeah.
You know, so I tried to introduce lovers rock as an in-between, but it was tough, it was hard, because, you know, once, you know, basically, you know, those people down the Caribbean, you know, they're strong in their ways.
That's true,
and,
yeah.
And proud of their music, you know.
Yeah, that's
so
true, yeah.
It was a tough fight.
When did you decide to come back to the UK and to continue your career in the UK?
I think, well, as I said, I was there for 16 years, and then after 16 years, I thought, maybe I would like to resurrect my career, because at that point, nothing was happening for me.
Yeah.
Up until that point, you know, it seemed like it was over for me, you know. But then I kept hearing a little voice saying, well, no, it's not over. You've got a lot left,
yeah,
you know. And it was at that point when I decided, you know what, I need to get up and go, basically, physically, emotionally, you know what I mean? It was a hard move, because after living in Barbados for 16 years, to come back to the UK, it was like, you know, there's somewhere where you've never been before.
Coming back to the cold.
Yeah, I don't mind the cold. So it wasn't even so much the cold. It was just getting used to that, this kind, you know, the English way of living again.
Yeah. So back when you first started out then, who were some of the lovers rock artists that actually really inspired you?
There was quite a few. Like, I used to listen to a lot of Janet Kay, Carol Thompson, Gina DiBambo, you know, Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
You know, they were my greatest inspiration, really. And then, yeah, I used to listen to a lot of R&B, like Stylistics, you know. I used to listen to ABBA, you know, pop. It was a mixture, really.
Okay.
In terms of lovers rock, it was definitely, you know, the locals, you know, the local inspiration was definitely, you know, Victor Amira Evans and, all the artists that was actually happening at the time, you know.
I've noticed that you have been working with some of the greatest reggae legends, producers and stuff down in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. I took a trip to Jamaica for the first time last year. Can you believe that?
Was the first time, was it?
I was told not to say that on an interview.
I mean, it certainly surprised me.
Yeah, I know. But once I got there, though, I was going there, like, every month for, like the following 6 months. I was just, you know, because, as I said, I teamed up with Flying Robbie, you know.
I know. Say that again. It's not about name dropping, but please say that again, because it don't get any bigger than that when it comes to reggae in Jamaica.
Right, yeah, it was a pleasure actually teaming up with them. I'm now on their label, and yeah. Everything's just starting again. Everything's just starting to go crazy again. You know, we worked on the album for like six months. We worked on the album. The album's finished now. It's in the process of being mixed.
Yes,
and it's going to be released at some point this year. We're just trying to work out the release date.
Wow.
And it's just gone haywire. It's just crazy.
I tell you what, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. First one I want you to tell me is, what is one of the most bizarre thing that happened at one of your shows?
Well, the only thing that comes to mind whenever I remember anything like that is when I was touring in Japan.
Yes.
And I remember on one particular show,
yes.
Went on stage with the band, and then I totally forgot the lyrics to the song.
Wow.
Totally, every single word, because sometimes nerves take you over. It just does weird things to you.
Yeah.
And at that particular moment, everything just went blank. And you know what happened?
Yeah.
Every single person in the audience sang the song.
Oh, wow.
They knew what was going on.
Yeah.
It was like it was rehearsed. They just sang the song as if they were saying,
"Sound
to hear the lyrics."
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It turned out to be a really nice vibe, you know. I'll never forget that. Never forget that.
Oh, wow. You've got a new album coming out, is it?
Yes. Well, it's already released. The album is called Sing.
Is it S-I-N-G?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was released just before Christmas.
Okay.
That one's riding the airwaves very well. But I'm also working on my own production. I've got an acoustic EP.
Yeah.
Due to be released on my own record label, Sandra Cross Music.
Okay. And that's the name of your label, Sandra Cross Music?
Sandra Cross Music, yes.
Okay.
And the EP is going to be called Serious. That's what the name of the EP is.
Okay.
And it's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting choice of selections of tracks on that EP.
Yeah. Is that going to be like a lot of love songs?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. It's a mixture. When it comes, you know, I can't reveal too much right now. But,
okay.
You know, it's very interesting, very interesting.
Yeah.
And that is coming very, very soon. I've just finished voicing and we're just in the process of mixing now. So that one's going to be coming out very soon, yeah?
Okay, excellent. Mm. Also, yeah. As well, you are very well known for this song you done called Country Living. I watched you perform, and when you start, the crowd was buzzing throughout, but when that song came on, it's like everybody went crazy.
Right,
where was the inspiration for that song came from?
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't say I had an inspiration, you know. I was just, my professor at the time, a real label, he called me in that evening and said, "Look, I've got a song for you to sing."
Yeah.
Sing it. I wasn't even in the mood. I had a cold. You know, things were going too wonderful in my life. And, you know, and he said, "Come over and sing this song." So I just went over to the studio, sang the song, and then I just kind of forgot about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then two weeks later after recording it, it was at a number one spot.
Oh, wow.
And it stayed there for 10 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. Well, Miss Sandra Cross has been an absolute pleasure having you on the Reggae Up Yourself podcast, and I hope to catch up again soon so we can talk about your new releases and when they come out, so we can share more details about them to your fans. Thank you so
Great.
Much.
Thank you for having me. And you know what, everyone out there, you can follow me on Sandra Cross Music on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Sandra Cross Music, and my website is due to be released any day from now, Sandra Cross Music. So anybody who wants to know anything about what's going on with me, just check out those social media websites and you'll see all the information that you need.
You heard it here first, people. Sandra Cross is coming back with some more great music for you all. See you again soon. The Future Man.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.